Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, May 25th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Jungle Bay Resort owner explains how financing of the luxury resort will be conducted. Vincentian students in Venezuela offered a one-way ticket. And Afghan Taliban announces new leader. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominique Limited and Fast Cash. Details of these and more stories after this.
Introducing the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz has joined with Ashley Furniture, the number one selling home furnishings brand in America, to bring you the most extraordinary furniture selection at unbeatable prices. It's now easier than ever before to find that perfect furniture piece for your home. And what's more, you can add that special touch with the right accent piece from our range of designer accessories from Ashley. Create the perfect look for your home with the Ashley Collection at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home. Visit the new Ashley Gallery at our Roseau store.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right.
The owner of Jungle Bay Resort has sought to clarify how he will go about financing the construction of the luxury resort while awaiting long-term investment under the country's Citizenship by Investment program. The resort, which is being relocated from Dallas to Sufria due to damages caused by Tropical Storm Erica in August of 2015, is being funded by the Citizenship by Investment program. Sam Raphael says the money that will be used to begin construction on the new Jungle Bay is not funds that are readily available. He says investment under the CBI program will have to come on board in financing the resort. Raphael says, however, other short-term investments have to come in place to get construction on the way, while the process of finding long-term investors under the CBI is looked at. He was speaking on state-owned radio.
It's not money that's sitting on the table that you go and collect. You need to find investors and have them invest. So this is good for long-term investment, but right now we are working on short-term investment, a short-term loan that will enable us to start the project, and we will repay that loan with the funds we receive from it. So that's the strategy we're using. We're not going to wait until we get all the investment from the investors to start. I cannot afford to do that. I don't want my customers who come every year to find someplace else that they like. So I need to get on the board right away. So we're talking with some lending institutions, and we certainly expect to have what is called a construction or interim financing to lead to that. The government has also indicated that they may be, the PM said that yesterday, that he may be able to work with some things. I know they have their you know, a lot of things to handle also, so I don't want to be a burden on the government. But I think all hands are on deck to get Jungle Bay started this year. We really need to get this project. So I purchased a 20-acre a parcel on Mauna Kuma. That is already done. That is purchased. And a lot of things have been happening. The architects, they've completed the master plan and are working on the final detailed drawings. Someone is doing the environmental impact study. So we have to do a lot of things which are in the pipeline right now. And so, you know, we're not waiting for things. There's a process.
Meanwhile, Raphael is calling on all appropriate persons to continue to educate the public on the processes and facts of the Citizenship by Investment program.
Information, some of it wrong information, and you know, I think we need to basically just discuss this more, because this is such an important part of economic development, not just of Dominica, but you know, St. Kitts and Lucia. It's important for the public to really become aware of exactly what CBI is. If more people are aware of the potential of the program and what you know, what it can do and what it should do, I think you'd have more people supporting the concept. With this CBI approval, we're going to really use it to bring direct jobs and economic opportunities.
Finance Minister Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is reporting that the governing DLP has exceeded its expected amount in sales from its Citizenship by Investment program for the financial year 2016-2017. Skerrett said the program surpassed government expectations of $18 million in sales outlined in the budget.
Regards to the cash option, we have made tremendous progress. In the budget of this year, we projected we would have raised about $80 million. I can say to you that we have surpassed that projection in the budget of $80 million. And those funds are being used in large measure to respond to Tropical Storm Erica. For the last 3 years, the National Employment Program has been fully funded by the Economic Synergy Program. So the $7 million which I as Minister of Finance make available to Ministry of Employment, those $7 million come straight from the Economic Synergy Program.
Over EC $700,000 have been allocated to the Point Michelle and Soufriere Scottsdale Village Councils to take care of the housing needs of 150 families in the Soufriere constituency. That's according to Housing Minister Reginald Austrey. Austrey made these remarks at a DLP rally in Scottsdale on Sunday night. He says another EC $700,000 will soon be dispensed to meet the needs of more persons in that constituency.
Because right now, in the village council of Point Michel, of Soufriere Scottsdale, we have $700,000 to take care of the needs of over 150 families in that constituency. The money is with the village council. Your name is with the village council. That is not what we're promising you. That is what that is already there waiting for you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not because the by-election is coming. It's because we know that there is a need for housing in this constituency, and we're meeting the needs of the people, because that is what you vote for your government, to help you in time of needs, ladies and gentlemen. And I can say to you, on the housing, we have another list coming out very shortly for over another $700,000 to take care of your housing needs in this constituency, ladies and gentlemen.
Minister for Planning, Economic Development and Investment, Dr. Colin McIntyre, says the government continues to demonstrate its commitment to improving the state of the national economy. He says one such way is through major investments under the Citizenship by Investment Program. He says the Soufriere constituency is among constituencies to benefit greatly from this program.
Government continues to demonstrate its commitment to improving the state of the national economy and the lives of citizens. The residents of Soufriere constituency for the Jungle Bay II Caribbean Holding Limited and Bar Cotlet Estate Inc. will soon benefit from massive investments under the CBI program. I want you to understand that you are about to benefit from it. And there are two developments coming here in your way. Two developments. And let me explain a little more to you today. The Jungle Bay Resort is expected to open in 2018. And among it, many amenities shall comprise two swimming pools, two restaurants, health spa, yoga studios, a gift shop, an organic farm, and shall provide employment for over 100 residents in Scottsdale, Soufriere, Point Michel, and Galion. Also, brothers and sisters, the Bar Cotlet Estate Inc. development consists of 20 luxury 2, 3, and 4 bedroom residential villas and plunge pools, and 15 cottages, translated to a total room stock of 90 rooms on 52 acres of land located again in Soufriere. Over 120 persons will be employed during the construction phase. And I say to our carpenters, our masons, our plumbers, our electricians, and during the operations phase, we say to our young ladies or young men who want to get into the service industry that there are jobs coming for you right here in your constituency under the CBI program, a very serious program of the Dominican Labour Party.
Tourism Minister Senator Robert Chong says his ministry is examining ways to discourage public urination around the city of Roseau. Chong says while there could be more toilet facilities around the city, it is simply a bad habit for persons to keep publicly urinating. The Ministry of Tourism and Urban Renewal, along with the Roseau City Council, has embarked on daily cleanup campaigns around the city.
In terms of the urination around the city, I mean, we have toilet facilities around the city. Granted, there could be more, but I mean, it's a bad habit, and actually we've been trying to research as to what we can do. And one of the things that I've seen is actually a paint that you could paste on the wall that is very, it doesn't absorb anything. So what should happen, especially for the men, if you pee against the wall, the pee will bounce on the wall and bounce back on your pants. So we're hoping that we could maybe at some point implement some of these things, especially in the areas where that when you go there, you just know it's a public washroom, which is not a public washroom.
And Regional Director of Child Fund for the Americas, Paul Board, is commending the Dominican-based Roving Caregivers Program. He says that due to the international recognition achieved by this Dominican association, Child Fund Federation is seeking to develop a program similar to Dominica's Roving Caregivers Program as a means to further the call of protecting and developing children worldwide.
I think the Roving Caregivers Program is a program that has attracted international attention. It was supported by a foundation from my home country, the Netherlands, Bernard van Leer. At this moment, we as Child Fund are implementing a very similar model funded by the World Bank in Guatemala. And we're really basing ourselves on the experience that we have obtained with implementing this program in Dominica. And if I talk about our Dominican program, I talk about the Rovers Caregiver Program from one perspective. As an international organization, we're not here to do programs which, in the end of the day, are within the responsibility of the government, of civil society, of Dominica. We're here to help and establish some models. We're here to bring some knowledge that maybe we have obtained in other parts of the world through this long history. And we're here to bring and to support that with some financial resources. But in the end of the day, we're always looking that that can be taken over and continued and scaled up, as we call it, in official programs attending children. And I think the enormous presence here of the government gives me a lot of confidence, again, that those programs will continue. And I know the support that the government has already given to replicating and to taking over the Roving Caregivers Program, the Child Friendly School Program, and other programs, so they can continue without our support.
In other news this afternoon, Vincentian students currently studying in Venezuela have been offered a one-way plane ticket by the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines for the upcoming summer break. According to information reaching WEFM Tuesday evening, a bulletin was sent to all Vincentian students in Venezuela on Tuesday afternoon from the Vincentian ambassador in Venezuela, Yvette Barnwell Wickham. The bulletin read, given the current environment in Venezuela, the government has made a decision to provide a one-way ticket to those who are planning to remain in Venezuela over the July to August vacation in order to provide some relief, as well as convene a meeting with all the students, parents, and authorities on the way forward. The bulletin urged the students to please indicate whether or not they have already made travel arrangements to go to SVG for the July to August vacation. And the Afghan Taliban has announced a new leader to replace Mullah Afzal Mansour, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike. In a statement, the Taliban acknowledged Mansour's death for the first time and named his successor as Malawi Hibatullah Akhundzada. Analysts say it is unlikely the group will change direction on the hardline religious scholar Akhundzada. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Jungle Bay Resort owner explains how financing under the luxury resort will be conducted. Vincentian students in Venezuela offered a one-way ticket. And Afghan Taliban announces a new leader. The news is once again brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.